As I woke up this morning, my eyes opened, as they usually do, thank you, Lord, to see the ceiling above my bed. In my house, I'm glad there are ceilings. That means there's a roof defending us from wind, sun, rain, and inclement weather. But then a thought started to cross my waking mind, like a feather being gently blown along by a breeze. With God, I have no use for ceilings in my relationship with Him. But yet, in all my walking about, in all my preaching and teaching, in all my praying, I carry ideas of limited options, even though my mouth declares He is God of the impossible. How often do we come to God's table of possibilities with ceilings of impossibilities? His endless possibilities are, more often than we think, met with our ceilings of limited options, putting a cap on His open heaven with all our debilitating lack of faith, unbelief, and a heart full of I doubt it's. You know, doubt ruined more things than inability. Ceilings. Most of us don't even know that we've got them. A ceiling is a boundary thus far and no further. Like when we get really put out with something or someone, we might say,
"That's it, I've had it."
Meaning, we've hit our limit or ceiling and we're not gonna take it anymore. And there are indeed limits. Shoes only walk so far. Food only keeps just so long. A motor can only run only so fast before it breaks. Tires only have X amount of estimated miles of wear before they reach their limit. And on, yes, you get the picture. Matthew 19:25-26. When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished, saying, "Who can be saved?" But Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Friends, nothing is so dead God can't bring life out of it. Selah. It isn't possible to know what you don't know, and we just have to be good with the fact there are a multitude of things we don't know. Actually, as you've probably read, our brain can only retain approximately 15% of all the information in the universe, so that leaves 85% we know nothing about. In light of that, I have to wonder what brilliant person managed to make that calculation, and how did they know how much our brain could retain? Not only that, just because we might possess that 15%, I'll just bet our level of understanding of it all is in very, very small numbers represented by percentages that are less than one. Even our imagination has a ceiling unless God expands it. In many situations, limits and ceilings are a good thing. The idea is a kindness, but other times they more represent limiting options. Why do we, often, when presented with the infinite possibilities of God, suddenly decide we need to reason our way out of engaging with Him? It's not the atheist, the agnostic, the infidel, or the people who are devoted to bringing about a godless society. The problem is not with the world, but within our own ranks. Often the Lord is prevented from doing amazing things in our lives, all because our ceilings don't allow it. It's just all more than we can hardly believe. We claim He is God of the impossible. Yet we come to Him with all our reasons why He shouldn't, couldn't, or wouldn't. Why? Always reasoning why. But then, we rarely conclude it wasn't God, but us with our ceilings of what we figured was possible. We always put it on God as to why things didn't happen, never taking into account that it was probably ourselves that set the limits. In Matthew 14, Jesus sent the guys on ahead in a boat. The wind and waves were giving them a really hard time. Enough so, they were laboring against the weather. But then Jesus comes stepping along, walking on the water. And when they saw him, it totally scared the soup out of them. He calmed them down, not the weather, just those in the weather. And then, as usual, Peter had something to say. I've reimagined the conversation at this point. Peter.
Lord, if it is really you, I mean really you, if you give the word, I'd like to try walking on water too.
From behind him comes a hissing from the other disciples.
Peter, what are you doing? Are you nuts? Can't you see this boat is rocking and the wind is howling in the rain? Oh, good grief, the rain! Peter!
Suddenly Jesus calls to Peter.
Sure, come on over, my friend.
Spectacularly, Peter begins to climb out of the boat, and the other disciples are grabbing for him a little saying,
Hold up there, Pete. For goodness sake, man, think. This is not rational.
Another may have said,
Let him go. You know how he is.
And another might have said,
Well, the Lord did call to him, and it's better to drown while obeying God than it is to do nothing.
Finally, Peter puts his feet on the water, and it feels pretty solid. He gives it a few more steps, walking in the impossibility of the moment. Suddenly, out of nowhere, he begins to reason within himself. Reasoning, who did he think he was that he might be like Jesus and walk on water? After all, pride does go before a fall. He might start remembering the time he charged extra to the widow lady and didn't feel bad about cheating her just a little bit. Seeing himself as unworthy of God's miraculous. With the wind whistling and rain coming down sideways, he began to reason, maybe, that others may, but probably not him. And his faith begins to fade as he begins to sink. In desperation, he calls out one of the most powerful prayers in the universe.
Lord, help me.
Immediately, Jesus grabbed him. Think now. I don't know it, but I'd bet they walked back together and climbed in the boat. So it's not like Jesus dragged him through the water. At first, Peter had no limiting options. But the farther he walked towards the Lord, walking in the impossible, the more his self-defined limiting options began to overwhelm his faith. So, think. Doubt killed more possibilities than inability. With God, we have no use for ceilings in our relationship with Him. But yet in all our walking about, in all our preaching and teaching, in all our praying, we carry ideas of limited options, even though our mouth declares He is the God of the impossible. How often do we come to God's table of possibilities with ceilings? His endless possibilities are, more often than we think, met with our ceilings of limited options, putting a cap on His open heaven with all our debilitating lack of faith, unbelief, and a heart full of I doubt it's. Ceilings. What do you think? Thanks for listening. I'm Social Porter with Living in His Name Ministries.